Testing.
Hello.
You always do that. Hello.
Hi, and welcome to season two of
The Good for Her podcast. Season two?
Yeah, with me, Fonzie.
Oh, and me, lovely.
What's up?
What's up? It's been a hot minute.
It really has been.
I feel like we say that every time because we do.
But this one has been a really hot minute.
It's honestly been because, like, I don't know about you. I've been going through it.
Girl, who are you telling?
Like, for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a, like, catastrophic event that happened, but I feel like every day
just... But like my TikTok has been telling me that it's like we're going into an eclipse of a Mercury retrograde. I don't know, the astrological girlies can tell us. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's what TikTok tells me.
Maybe my spirit just feels it.
Yeah,
it's just been hard. Like, I haven't felt creative. I haven't felt like... I've just been really like... I've been really focusing on work because I just don't feel creative.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just been feeling,
I've just been feeling stagnant, and, like, I know it'll pass, so...
Winter season has been extra gloomy, extra rainy, too, like, girl. Like, today it rained all day.
Oh, counting down to Friday. Like, every week is like, just make it to Friday. Just make it to Friday.
Yeah, it's that monotony, too, that, like, kills you. I think how I've been trying to, like... get myself out of this funk is like putting myself out there more, maybe kind of trying things I haven't before. I've been closed off from, because I'm trying to embrace spring. I'm trying to embrace the new weather, the new season.
Hey,
I'm gonna be 33 soon. I'm my mom's age when she had me.
Oh shit,
isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
And when I was a kid, I was like, my mom had me so old, and now I'm that age. I mean, now I'm like, if I had a kid, damn. But no, that's what I've been doing to, like, kind of get myself out of this funk that I've been in.
Totally. I wonder if everyone else feels like that. Do you guys feel like that too? Because I know that maybe it's like a universal thing. Because I've talked to a couple friends and they're like, I don't feel like shit, but I just feel like, don't feel like my best self either.
Yeah.
So maybe it is like a worldly fucking turn.
And then also, like, the world in general.
Understand, like, old people now? Because remember back in the day when literally anything they seen on the news or, like, anything they seen on Facebook, like, what, like, old people would read Facebook and be like, oh, I saw this on Facebook. Be careful because this isn't this.
Yeah.
I feel like that because I get my info from TikTok. I'll be like, yeah, I heard this. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, where? And I'm like, whoa, it was TikTok, but, like, it's still, like, news, you know?
Yeah,
and we are the people, the old people, we used to be like, they believe everything they read on Facebook. I believe everything I see on TikTok.
But, like, I would rather believe TikTok than, like, some of these news sources, like CNN or Fox News or whatever.
True. What's the best thing that happened to you this week?
The best thing that happened to me this week?
Trying to liven it up.
This past week. I just worked all week. We went to the farmer's market. That was fun. That was cute.
That was cute.
Oh, I went to the circus. Oh, my God.
You went to the circus?
Yeah, we took my niece and nephew to the circus.
Did they love it?
I loved it. It was so fun. People were flipping. People were jumping. People were shooting. It was crazy. Yeah, me and my boyfriend took my niece and nephew just because to do something different. And, yeah, it was super fun.
Oh, that's cute.
If you have kids, I highly recommend it.
I was gonna say I read a new book. Oh, and it was great. It was about the zombie apocalypse. I don't know why I love reading like different narrations of the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
But it made my day go by so fast. Like, it was like, I think 10 hours in total, so I would hear like 2 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So I at work, and I'd be like, oh my god, this is so good. And it's just been a while since I haven't... well, it was Audible, so it's not like I could put the book down. But it was to the point where, like, I was off on when I was doing laundry on Saturday, I was like, I'm going to hold my AirPods and I'm going to hear the rest of it.
I need to read more, because the last book I read was Brittany's book, so...
Hey, that was a heavy read.
It really was, but I need to read more. That's what's up, though.
I love the up and down of our rekindledness.
Yeah. Any fun plans coming up?
I'm gonna go to Vegas.
Oh shit!
So that should be cool.
We're gonna get lit.
Yeah, we're gonna get lit, and we're gonna try to do activities.
What kind of activities?
Like an escape room. We're gonna do Topgolf.
Oh, nice.
Which we'll see how that goes.
You guys should see a show too.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, I'm open to the possibilities.
Why not? It's Vegas. And like, honestly, like clubbing in Vegas is fun, but it's so pricey. It's like expensive as fuck, and the vibe is always so like stuffy. Like, you know, it's like you gotta dress a certain way, and like girls get in free, but guys pay 60. Like things
I think the vibe is gonna be like chill. Like, we want to try to eat a lot of places and see a bunch of like cool stuff and like do things. And like last time I went to Vegas, it was my 30th birthday, and I didn't realize this, but I didn't really eat because we were just so fucked up all the time.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
So I was like, this time, a little bit of like drinking, day drinking and stuff, but we also want to do like activities, so it should be fun.
Like drinking by the pool is fun.
We did the pool party last time, so I think we're gonna try to do like, I think we're gonna do the escape room this time, so
not a pool party, like
by the pool. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Ooh. Like if you're gonna have a little drink.
A little drinky drink.
Yeah, but I haven't really party in Vegas in a while. Like, we went in like 2000, what was the year of the Fyre Fest? Well, that year I remember we were because it happened at the same time that we were in Vegas, so like I remember reading about it while we were out in Vegas, like that scam Fyre Festival
with Ja Rule.
Yeah,
I remember that part.
do you remember his tweet after that? He's like, no. I was bamboozled. I was led astray.
Led astray? Yeah. Dude, honestly, that brings up another topic that I do want to talk about, because since we talk about TikTok, I know you've seen this.
What?
Have you seen J-Lo's movie and all the hate she's getting? I like to take my hair out like this. It just reminds me of being a badass little girl running the streets.
Crazy Bronx. Little girl. Yeah.
Dude, people are doing like side-by-sides, and it's fucking,
I saw this one TikTok, and it was like some girl from New York. She's like, who took the handle off of the off of the door? And everyone's replying, oh, that was J-Lo. Like the movie.
I have seen enough through my TikTok. Like, I just, the little pieces I've seen is like, look, I'm not gonna lie, her album This Is Me Now, like the first one that she did before this whole new and I know she doesn't sing her own songs, but a lot of those songs fucking slap. Like, when I sleep I have dreams about the way used to kiss. Dude, my mom used to bump that shit, and me and my sister, we'll be anywhere, that song will play, just the beginning, and we're like, when I sleep, like, straight up. So, I have, like, love for that album, and then her perfume Still, which is related to the album, smells great. But I always knew she was a little bitch, dude. You could just tell, and no one has any good stories about her. That's what kills me. I'm like, there has to be at least one person. Dude, everything I've seen has been really mean and really bad. And I hate to say this, but this is her motherfucking karma. And she paid for it with her own money.
Yeah. No, we watched, like, the music video movie that she did.
Wait, you actually watched it?
Yeah, we sat and watched. We got high, and we watched it. Me and my boyfriend. And,
what's your review?
We were flabbergasted at the content we watched. Like, that shit was so bad. It was probably one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. But also, I'm just like, you know what, J-Lo? She loves herself. Like, this, it felt like it was like a commercial for Jennifer Lopez by Jennifer Lopez, dedicated to Jennifer Lopez. You know, like, it was just like, J-Lo. But I mean, I will, in defense of J-Lo, I do like some of her movies. I love The Wedding Planner. I liked Monster in Law.
Have you seen Selena? Selena? Selena está aquí?
I can't completely hate on J-Lo because she does, like, a lot of my childhood was J-Lo movies. Mm-hmm. But, no, yeah, like, we know she doesn't sing her own songs. And the ones, like, her music kind of sucks.
I will say I do appreciate her contribution to Selena, like, that.
I do like I'm Real.
Oh, that's a good ass song. But it's like the song, it's like we all knew she wasn't singing. It's been a known fact that like she doesn't sing her own shit. But she's just gotten away with it, and she's been this international superstar, and like people have like, well, what seems like the masses love her. And like, I'm not gonna lie, some of her shit is good, even if it's not her, it has her name on it.
Although in not defense of J-Lo.
Oh, go ahead.
When she did the Super Bowl and then did the documentary about it,
was it
and
good?
She was like pissed that Shakira shared the stage with her. She should thank Shakira for saving that performance. Shakira was it, you know? If you know me, you know that's my bitch.
I do think that was a weird mix, and I was just like, I don't know, why would they pick them? And once I seen it, I was like, yeah, I feel like she should be glad that Shakira was there too.
Yeah.
And well, that should be another, like, I've heard all these diva stories about her, but it's just crazy to see everyone hating on her, and I just wonder, like, how it feels to, like, have been a bitch and, like, everyone literally eating out of the palm of your hand because you're rich, so you decide to do this narcissistic thing you call art and just make an ode to yourself and then be like, everyone's gonna fucking love this, mwah. And then they put it out and everyone's literally hating on her, and it's, like, literally dragging her down and everyone's hating, and she literally paid for herself.
Yeah, I almost feel bad for her.
It almost feels kind of sad. I'm like, damn, but, like, karma don't sleep for nobody.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
But
I had to talk about it because it's funny. It's not funny, but everyone's seen it on their timeline. And, like, that shit's crazy.
Well, J-Lo, good luck, girl. But, yeah, fucking J-Lo.
Anyways.
yeah.
So.
Sar.
Speaking of TikTok, what movie are we going to do?
Today we're gonna do Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Bodies times 3.
Mm-hmm. You guys can stream it on Netflix. That's where we watched it.
That is so cool, too. I'm really glad it was on Netflix.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think that it would be on Netflix, so that's a good move.
Yeah. And I'm glad we're doing this for season 2. Like, it's something fun and different, and it wasn't too heavy or anything. Like, it was just a light watch. I thought it was, like, a satire for sure. It was a commentary on, like, Gen Z. Like, the way the language they used. It was like, oh, you're silencing me. Oh, you're gaslighting me. Those are, like, such, like, key words for, like, Gen Z, I feel. I thought it was funny that they did that. Although the story can get confusing at times, it was still a fun watch, in my opinion.
I'm not gonna lie, at first when I was watching it, I was like, this is kind of lame, but I think it's because I felt really old.
Yeah.
I feel like you said, it was satirical, but it was laid on so thick because it's supposed to be satirical to Gen Z, and it, like, hit those key points. I just felt like, when they were all, like, being like, oh my god, like, all Gen Z-y, I was like, am I old? But then I got that it was, like, supposed to be laid on thick, and I was like, I still liked it. Like, I liked, Pete Davidson's character. He was, like, the rich boy, like, kind of, like,
David.
Douchey, like, just David.
And then you meet the friends, and they're all just, like, self-obsessed. Like, you can tell.
No, totally. That's actually, like, puts it definitely. Like, they're all just, like, yeah, obsessed with themselves and think they're the coolest thing. And they're having this hurricane party, and they're rich, and they're just, like, hey.
Yeah, so, like, the main girl, what's her name? Sophie, comes in. And she sees everyone. Everyone's like, what the fuck is she doing here? Hey, girl. You know? And you just get a weird sense.
Like, everyone's like, what are you doing here? Kind of low-key.
Like, everyone's kind of fake. You know? That's what it's... But everyone's, like, friendly and whatever.
And we're just like, what's going on? But apparently she got out of rehab.
Yeah.
And then she brought this new girlfriend. She didn't tell them that they were coming. So they were all like... the fuck, weren't you just in rehab? But no one wanted to say that, so they were just like, hey girl, like, oh. But it was definitely that whole, like, walk in a room and everyone's like, what the fuck vibe.
Yeah, so they're just all hanging out there, like, the other friends are, like, kicking it, doing whatever, and, like, the girl feels super awkward, but she's trying to be friendly. She ends up drinking with the friends, and then what happens?
Yeah, so she's kind of, like, I don't want to say nerdy, but I'm going to say nerdy and, like, straight-laced. Because she's, like, I don't know if she's not an exchange student, but she kind of gives that vibe, like, she's foreign, like, to their lifestyle.
Yeah, oh, she's foreign in general, though.
Oh, yeah, she has, like, an accent.
Yeah, she's from, like, Russia or Poland or something.
And she's also, like, foreign to their lifestyle. So you get the sense that, like, their whole rich kid party thing, like, she's still, like, apprehensive.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, then that's why she drinks. So she starts drinking and, like, vibing with the friends. And you know what it's like when, like, there's girls that, like, you don't know them, but, like, you think they're cool and you want them to like you and you don't know why? That's the vibe you feel. And so she tries to, like, she gets in good with them and they're like, oh my god, girl, hey!
Yeah, but they start asking her questions and they're kind of, like, condescending about it. They're like, is this your first relationship? And she's like, no. And she's like, oh, you just seem like the type. Not in a bad way. They keep saying not in a bad way, and like when somebody says that, you know that it's in a bad way.
They're being very cunty.
That's the vibe you get when they're like all hanging out and like the girls start eating this cake that they have there randomly. And they're like, oh, by the way, that has weed.
After she literally has been stuffing her face with it.
Yeah. I would be like, what the fuck?
Me, as someone who, if I had that much weed, they'd have to call the ambulance. I would have a psychotic break. That's so fucked up.
Like, dude, I remember one time, one of the first times I hung out with my boyfriend, right? I ate a whole ass weed cookie. Not a piece, not a half, not a fourth. A whole ass weed cookie. And then I started shivering. And I started throwing up. Yeah.
And were you guys, like, comfy yet? Or it was still, like, you no, guys were being cool? No,
I was being awkward. You were
trying to be cool. Like,
yeah, I was trying to be awkward. I was trying to be cool, but I just came off as awkward as fuck because I was super fucking high. And then I threw up.
His boyfriend's actually here. David, what is your part of this?
No, I was trying to be cool. I thought, you know, it would be nice to, you know, have that experience with him. It was our first time, you know, really hanging out like that, and it was in a hotel. So, like, we were just, like, you know, having a good experience as a couple the first couple times, and I gave him way too much.
Were you, like, what the hell at all?
Yeah, I was freaking out. I was like, oh, sorry. Shit, what did I do to him? He's gonna break up with me, and I was like...
How did you feel about that?
I mean, because I had done edibles before, but they were, like, homemade, right? So, like, I didn't have the concept of, like, oh, this, like, I take a little bit at a time, and, like, you know, I was kind of stupid. So I just ate the whole fucking cookie, and then I was, like, shivering, and I was, like, trying to be cool, but still, like, and then I felt like everyone in the hotel can hear us, you know?
Oh, I know. Yeah. You don't gotta explain that part
to me. I was like, the walls are thin, they can hear me.
Yeah, shh, everyone be quiet.
Yeah, so, like, I can only imagine how it felt, well, how it would feel to be, like, in a house full of rich kids that you cannot relate to at all, and then you're fucking stoned. Well, and then drunk as she was drinking, so she's, like, cross-faded. She's
cross-faded.
Damn, imagine? I'd be so awkward.
I would have literally ran and hid in a closet until the end.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what? I'm gonna sit in the car. You have fun. I'm gonna chill out here.
I would probably be so weird.
Yeah.
But that poor girl. So she's just vibing, and they're all, like, for a minute, it seems like they're having fun. Like, they're playing music, they're dancing, yeah. Everyone's fucking just vibing. But then, the main girl, what's her name again? Sophie?
Sophie
sees, is her name Jade?
Jordan.
She sees Jordan dancing with her girlfriend, and, like, they're kind of getting a little close, and, like...
Well, other girls are pretty weird, because, the girlfriend, B... is dancing with one of the other girl's boyfriends, and then, like, the girl comes back and, like, pushes her out of the way and starts dancing with her man like she was trying to take him, and I'm like, girl, she's a lesbian. You know?
Yeah.
So all the girls are being kind of weird about shit.
But again, that shows kind of, like, the vibe of the movie is where everyone's being like, we're so alone, this is having so much fun, with them being like, move, bitch.
Yeah, like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, like, just weird. And so that sparks... Sophie to be like, let's play a game, and that's where
she's like, silence, we're gonna play a game, and that's when they explain the rules of the game, bodies, bodies, bodies,
hence the movie title. I love when they say the movie title in the movie.
That's your shit.
I love those. I'm like, ooh, there's the title.
Did you like the soundtrack for this movie?
It was like very, I feel like I would hear it in Hillcrest. Like, I would put one of those songs on a jukebox when I'm in Hillcrest.
Yeah. When you're trying to get ready for Hillcrest.
Like, I'm going to add that to when I'm in Hillcrest, I always play, like, Stars Are Blind. That's a good one. I'll play Treat Me Like a Slut. So I'm going to add some of those to
it. Yeah, Daddy as Fuck is a good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they start playing Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. They explain that it's, like, they cut up these pieces of paper. And, like, whoever, you write an X on one of the pieces of paper. And whoever has it is the killer, quote unquote. And, the other girls were like, no, let's not play this one. Everyone ends up crying and fighting. And then the girl that's saying that was like, no, you end up crying because you're sensitive. She's like, I'm sorry, I can access my feelings. And anyway, so they are all playing, or they start playing. And I don't know, it's a normal game, right?
Yeah, you turn off the lights and then the killer has to touch you on your back and then you have to die.
Yeah.
But it says the lights are off, you don't know who it was. So then the lights go on and Greg's on the floor dead.
Yeah, the Greg is the one of the girls' boyfriends who she met on Tinder like 2 weeks before.
And he's older than all of them.
Yeah, he looked hella old.
He looked like 40.
Yeah. Yikes. That would be Nadia. Look like what, 21?
She likes older guys. She's going to hear this and be like, yeah, that would be me. She'd be like, hey. She'd be like, where's the lie?
Cause there's shout out to Nadia. We love you, girl.
Hey, this will get help. Your older men.
Yeah, get
this
it, girl.
This will help.
But, so yeah, so the first victim is Greg?
Greg.
One of the girl's boyfriends. And, like, he like, you see him on the floor, and he's like, he looks dead. And everyone's, like, being like, oh my god, we found him. And then they start arguing on who was the killer.
This game is kind of cutthroat.
Yeah. I don't know if I can handle it.
Like, they start off like, it's so lighthearted, it's fun, it's like fucking Heads Up 7-Up. But then they start accusing each other and being like, I think you're the killer because you fucking straight up lie and you always lie. And the other person's like, oh yeah, well you fucking cheat on. And it's just like low blows and like trying to like explain why you think your friend is manipulative and how you think that they're straight up lying. And I just remember being like, damn.
Yeah. But like, I feel like maybe that would happen to like us.
Like, yeah, we start off, we're like, hee, ha, ha, like, you're crazy. Well, you're dumb. Oh, yeah, well, you did this. Oh, you would, what? And that's what happened to them.
Yeah. So, like, Pete Davidson's character, David, and his girlfriend start, like, accusing each other of being the killer. And then he's like, well, she, every time she lies, she, like, swallows. And then the girl starts crying. He's like, why the fuck are you crying? You're always fucking
crying. You always do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just gets very personal.
And that's when, like, well, it gets more and more crazy. And then someone says, like, oh, well, it's like your relationship. Like, you got something about how, like, they don't have sex.
Yeah.
But the friend says that in front of the boyfriend. And then Pete Davidson's the boyfriend. And then he goes, what? Like, you talk about a relationship?
Yeah, Alice says that.
And then they all look at her and he's questioning her. And she's like, what? Well, no, I mean, it's kind of like a double-edged sword because, like, obviously you talk about your relationship, but maybe not to that extent. And the friend, I feel like that was fucked up of the friend.
Yeah, she's like, Alice, shut the fuck up. She's like, what? It's true. And I was like, oof, if that was going to be like, shut the fuck up,
literally,
bitch.
So then, I always want to call him Pete Wentz, which is weird. Pete Davidson literally gets fucking mad and, like, storms out. And then Greg actually pretends to really be dead, but he's not.
Yeah.
And that's the first jump scare where you're like, oh, my God. Is it starting?
Yeah. And then David leaves the room and it's like, he's like, fuck you guys. And so they start playing again. And what happens after? Like, the lights go out, right?
Yeah. Then the power goes out. Like, first of all, like, Pete Davidson is fucking pissed. But they're just like, oh, everyone's like, this is what always happens, blah, blah, yeah. blah. And then everyone's kind of like, just, it's just a little tense, but everyone's like, who cares, blah, blah, blah. Then the power goes out, and everyone's like, oh, shit. And then that's when just shit pops off.
Yeah, so there's, like, going around the house trying to, like, find David. Pete Davidson.
I got you saying Pete Wentz.
They start, because they think it's him, they're like, David, come on, like, stop being dumb. Like, they're trying to find him. And the foreign exchange girlfriend is, like, trying to look for him. She's like, what the fuck am I in here? Like, she's probably high and drunk, too. She's like, oh, shit.
Imagine.
And then she turns around, and she sees him outside, like, banging on the window with a sliced neck, like, bleeding out of his neck. It's crazy. And it's, like, pouring rain, no power. And she's like, what the fuck? And then, like, I think Sophie comes in, and she sees him, and that's her best friend. So she's like, oh my god, everyone starts freaking out. And he's just like, he ends up just falling on the floor, and all the girls come out eventually.
Mind you, one went to go check the breaker, one went to go, I don't know, do what.
Yeah, they're all like separated.
So then, after the scene that you just described, everyone, they're like, oh my god, and they see that like, it's real, and he's really dead.
Yeah, so they're like, oh shit, like, what do we do? And then they're should we move inside? No, she's like, no, have you watched SVU? Like, that's evidence. And I thought that was so funny.
That was funny. Because it's like, he's dead, but like, it's almost like too real where it's like, you can't, like, I don't think if I was drunk and high and like with my friends, like, it's, they're right in front of you, but that shit's so out of the realm that you're just like, what the fuck? And yeah, so, like, that's all they are. They're, like, panicked, but, like, it hasn't set in, and they're just being fucking stupid.
Yeah, they're like, well, what the fuck? And they're like, can you call anybody? Nobody can call anybody. The landlines don't work. They don't
get,
like,
service.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And so they just go inside. And they go to Sophie's car, right?
Oh, yeah, to try to get help. The battery's dead.
Because earlier in the movie, like, the girlfriend stayed in the car for a little bit, and she, like, opened the
passenger mirror.
Yeah, the passenger mirror, and, like, she opened it and had a little light, and she left it open, and that drained the battery.
So now they have no car, they have no service, and they have a dead friend, and then one of the girls comes in and is like, oh, I found this outside. It's a big-ass fucking machete with blood all over it.
Yeah.
So everyone's just like, ah, there has to be a killer here.
Yeah.
And then they're like, there's no one else here. And so everyone's just suspicious and like...
And that's when the claws come the fuck out.
It just feels like a real version of that game. Like, everyone's just looking at everyone and it just feels tense.
Yeah. But imagine you in that situation.
No, yeah. I would feel the same way. Like, if I thought there was a killer, like... That's why I'm telling you, when I first started watching this movie, I was kind of like, I don't know how I feel about this. And, like, how you said, I was, like, satirical. Like, they literally brought up, like, the key words, what you said. Like, narcissism, yeah. Narcissistic, and then the gaslighting, and then the, like, at least I can express my feelings. And, like,
yeah.
That's a genuinely, like, new Gen Z type of thing. Like, being open with your feelings and, like, being able to call out bad behavior. Like, almost over the top type of way with, like, your energy and you. And
have you ever seen, like Gen Z do it for real? Like, in real life? Like, I remember I was at my niece's birthday party once. And she had her little friends there, whatever. Like, I wasn't trying to be nosy or anything, but they were behind me and they were like having a whole conversation. And they're like, you're a gaslighter. No. And I was like, what the fuck am I listening to? But, so yeah, Gen Z does do that.
They think, like, I don't know. It's weird because as someone who has, like, honestly been gaslit, I'm like, do you guys know that gaslighting is like.
It's just a key word. Like, people overuse it.
Yeah. But I just feel like that's funny because it's really set the tone on, like, this movie and, like, the level and just, it was just, it's what threw me off at first. And I think yeah. That was, like, a tactic because at first I was like, okay.
So the girls, back to the movie.
Oh, no, go ahead.
The girls, they're automatically suspicious of the older boyfriend at first. And, like, the girlfriend is like, no, he would never.
Like, how long have you known him? 2 weeks?
She's like, 2 weeks? But, like, I know him really well. He's like, what's his middle name? When's his birthday? And she's like, I know he's a Libra moon. And that was funny.
Which is, like...
I love the scene where she's like, Greg, come to the kitchen. And they're trying to make her be quiet. And she's like, you're silencing me!
Oh, my God. That part is funny. But they think it's Greg because he went to sleep.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh my God.
I would think it's him.
I would think it's him too. Yeah, I'd be like, that's your fucking man. That ain't my man. I don't even know this fool. You don't even know this fool.
Yeah, like, anyway. So they go try to find him, but he's not in his room.
And then he's not even in the room that he's supposed to be in. And you're a guest.
So they look through his luggage. They find a knife. They find a map with the house circled. They find all this suspicious shit.
Like tactical gear.
Yeah, so like, what the fuck?
And then the girlfriend says, what? He was prepared for the worst with the hurricane. Which, yeah. I guess, like, makes sense. The house could be circled because, like, sanely thinking that he's not a murderer. It's like, okay, if shit goes down, he knows where they are. And, like, he could figure out a way for all of them to get out. He has the necessary materials. Like, by itself, it could be okay. But with this scenario, I'm like, no, he's a fucking murderer.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Like, that's fucking weird. That's weird. Who does that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, like, going all over the house trying to find him. And they finally find him in, like, a random basement room.
Yeah, and he, like, has headphones.
He has headphones and, like, one of those light therapy things. And the girlfriend's like, well, it's because he has seasonal depression. Which I also thought was funny.
It is funny. It's just, like, I don't even know why it's so funny, but it is so funny.
That was my favorite character, Alice. I loved her.
Because she's just, like, Gen Z personified, but, like, in a way that, like, okay, I'm not that much older, so, like, it's still funny. But it's just, like, so over the top that it's...
I like that actress, Rachel Zenon?
Is she new?
She's newer, yeah. I saw her and you know that horrible show by The Weeknd, The Idol? She was in that show. And then she was in this other movie I just watched called Bottoms. It was really funny.
Hmm. But she is a good character. Now that you say all these things, I'm like, yeah, that's true. She was funny.
Yeah, she was the funniest one. I liked her. But so they find this guy, the boyfriend, and they're like, they were like trying to like sneak up on him and like wake him up, and he's like, he wakes up and he's like, what the fuck? Like, what are you guys doing? He's like, we know you killed him.
And he's just acting so like unsuspicious that it's so suspicious.
Yeah. Where he's like, oh, I know, you guys are fucking with me. But then he, like, takes one of the girl's knives and is like, back the fuck up. Well, because
they fucking turn on him. Like, yeah. He's straight up like, what is going on? And they're like, he's dead, blah, blah, blah. And they're, yeah. He's like, oh, my God, you're talking about the game. Yeah, he killed me, remember? Blah, blah, blah. And then they're all like, no, he's really dead and you killed him. And then they start busting out a knife and he's like, whoa. Like, yeah. Okay, like, when you look at it as a whole, it's like, okay, if anyone ran up on you and there was three people against you, whether you're a man or a woman, you're still going to be like, what the fuck?
Mind you, this man is like 40 and these girls are like 22. So you're just like, what the fuck? Like, you know, if you're the 40-year-old, you'd be like, oh, fuck, these kids.
But then, I don't know, I would still feel like threatened. I'd be like, there's three of them and like, why the fuck they have a knife? Like, yeah. You don't need a knife.
So he like smacks the knife out of one of the girls and like pushes her or something. And the foreign girlfriend, like, sneaks up behind him.
Well, one jumps on his back. Oh, yeah. And they just start fucking pummeling him or trying to.
Yeah. But at the end, the foreign girlfriend, like, sneaks up behind him and gets him with a fucking kettlebell. Twice in the head.
Kills him. But in that situation, it felt like life or death. Like, initially, they bombarded him, but he reacted threatening, which made them feel even more, like, reasonable with what they did. And they're like, oh, we were right. He's a fucking killer. And then yeah. They killed him. And then, so they're thinking, like, okay. And then the girlfriend's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He wasn't him. And they're just like, he's the most plausible one. He was the Vietnam, or no, the vet.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, he was the one who went to war. And she's like, what? And come to find out, he's a veterinarian?
A veterinarian's assistant.
I was like, wow, that's...
Yeah.
Damn.
That was funny.
So then it just keeps going on and on. It's like, once one person... everyone just turns on each other because everyone's suspicious of everyone and there's no facts. Like, they thought it was him, but then they're all questioning each other and it's just like a big, suspicious, backstabbing... Laying out your faults.
And mind you, they're all thinking it's this other guy named Max, who was their friend who had left the night before, and you don't know why, it's kind of fuzzy on the details. And then after this happens, they're like, so what happened the night before? Like, what happened with Max? And apparently they all did shrooms, and that Max guy confessed his love to David's girlfriend because they were all on shrooms. And so now they're thinking it was him who killed David.
And she's like, just because he's in love with me doesn't mean he would kill everyone.
Yeah, and she's like, why are you making this about yourself? Like,
and then, mind you, she does make it by herself. She's like, well, because Sophie's the one who was like, get real. This is not fucking revolving around you just because some guy likes you. He's not going to come and murder everyone. And then she was like, you know what? Why are you making this about you, okay? I'm scared. I'm so scared.
Yeah, and then that's when the claws come out. She's like, you didn't even like him. You just liked having a boyfriend. Like, it was just, they got
No, dude, real. They got to level 10. Like, they all start bickering. And yeah, she's like, you didn't love him. You loved having a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you stayed 3 years too long. And
yeah, that was rough. That was like, damn.
I was like, girl, you just came out of rehab. You can't be throwing punches like that. But supposedly she only said that because she had relapse and did coke.
She did coke. And I think she was drinking by that time.
So, like, she felt horrible. After she said that, she felt horrible. We see her go and, like, find her secret stash that she had hid. And it's, like, a bunch of pills.
Yeah.
And she feels so bad. She goes up to her and is like, do you want this? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. And she's like, do you want these drugs, like, to make up for it? And they're all pills. And
she falls down the stairs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she gives her all these pills as a way to say, I'm sorry. And like, oh, that was so fucking fucked up. We're just all like just cooped up and like feeling some type of way. Like, this is fucking crazy. There's like fucking people are dead in this house. Like, it's a very tense situation. So she was like being aggressive. So she apologizes to her. And then it just shows her character more because the girlfriend tries to kiss Sophie.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sophie's like, what the fuck? Like, why? I don't want to kiss you. Not everyone's in love with you.
Yeah.
And then she goes, here, take these pills. I was like, me saying I'm sorry. And then the girl's like, fuck it. She takes all the pills and she's just fucked up. Yeah. And then everyone's separated because they're just like, imagine this shit is going down and you're fucking high and you're fucking drunk and you're just like, people are literally dead and we don't have any way to communicate outside of this house. It's just, I can only imagine everyone was in their fucking shit.
Yeah, for sure. So she ends up falling down the stairs.
She hears a noise and she comes out and she fucking tumbles on the stairs and what hits her head? Multiple times. There's like blood on the wall.
How did she...
She, like, fucking tumbles down the stairs and, like, hits the wall. And okay. then, like, I'm assuming has to hit her head because she dies.
Yeah.
So then that happens. And then everyone's walking around. They're like, ah! And they just find another dead body. And so now they're like, somebody here's a fucking murderer.
Yeah, like, who was it? And it's just, like, it ends up being Sophie, her girlfriend B, Jordan, and Alice.
Well, Alice just fell down the stairs and died.
No, Alice was...
Oh, that wasn't her. That was it. Okay, you're right.
I think Emma was the one that fell.
Yeah.
These names, there were so many characters. The names are so hard.
I know. I mean, I like that there were so many characters because we got to see a lot of, like, the deaths, like, keep adding up to, like, make this scenario more tense.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of names.
Yeah. So, like, they find her and they're like, what the fuck? Who killed her? Who killed her? So they start getting suspicious of each other. And, fucking, they start suspecting the foreign exchange girlfriend. And they're like, she needs to get the fuck out. I don't want her in this room. Because they all start suspecting her. Even, like, the girlfriend starts suspecting her. She's like,
But then the friend says, like, we hooked up before you guys even came here. Everyone just started fucking turning on each other.
Yeah, this is when it gets real.
Everyone's just talking shit to everyone. So, like, the girlfriend was, like, getting all the heat. And then... Sophie came out of rehab, so she's capable of manipulation and lying because she used to be a drug addict. And then the other girl admits that, like, they hooked up and, like, is trying to put the girl, B against Sophie and Sophie against B. And then she ends up making herself a target, too. Like, they're just all just fucking guns drawn to each other, really.
But I like how they were, like, confessing, like, oh, yeah, I have this, I have these issues, I have that issue, those issues. And then, Alice was like, you know, I have really bad body dysmorphia. And they're like, shut the fuck up.
And it's like, everyone's admitting serious shit. And then, like, this hot chick is like, yeah, I think I'm not that hot, basically. Yeah. Like, everyone's like, oh, okay, shut the fuck up. Yeah. They're all admitting, like, they're being drug addicts and, like, all this hard shit.
What I liked about this movie is that they still kept the comedy in it. Even, like, in, like, everyone's dying, but, like, they say some dumb shit.
It still is funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, so they start suspecting the girl, the foreign girl. They kick her out of the house. They throw her in the rain in a fucking hurricane. Bitches. And she ends up going back in the car, changing, and, like, sneaking back in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's honestly just, like, a murder palooza. Because then all these accidents keep happening. Everyone feels suspicious and, like, just, like... who is the killer? And even you as a viewer, like me, I was like, oh my god, which one of them is the murderer?
Yeah.
And then, what's the friend's name? Jordan.
Jordan.
Jordan comes up back with a gun.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just like, both of y'all get the fuck away from me. Like, and then didn't she say, like, read her text and something?
Well, she shoots Alice, close to girl.
Oh, because they start fighting.
They start fighting, and she shoots her on the leg. And she's like, you fucking shot my leg, you fucking bitch.
And then she starts to continue go in. Like,
they start trying to stop her, but they can't. They end up shooting Alice, like, up the fucking head.
Because they're all wrestling for the gun. But mind you, they're just doing gut hits, like, with words. So after she gets shot in the leg, she starts fucking being like, you're a fucking bitch, you this, this, and that, going in on her.
She's like, oh, I love that she had a podcast. And she's like, she made fun of your podcast. She's like, it's hard to run a podcast. It's a podcast. And I'm like, she's right.
But that's also, like, a newer age thing, because podcasts didn't exist, like, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's, like, funny that they added all these, like, things, but that is true, because she was like, yeah, and she fucking talks shit about you in your podcast, and then, like, I was like...
Like, damn, if somebody told me that, that would hurt.
Yeah, but you know what? All people who talk shit about podcasts, let me see your podcast then. You can talk shit when you have one. Until then, I'm gonna just do what I want, and this is fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyways,
long story short, like, they end up killing Alice, and it's just, like, Jordan, Sophie, and B, and Jordan's like, you know what, look at her text, we hooked up, and then the girlfriend didn't want to believe it, But she ends up, like, they end up pushing her down the stairs, right? Or are they pushing off the...
They all start fighting for the gun.
Yeah.
It's just crazy because I think I'm blurring a bunch of characters together and I might have confused a couple because this movie's just, like, I will say, once it picks up, it's pretty good. Like, it's a good watch and, like,
it just... it's not too long.
And it keeps going, like, with the action. I'm telling you, like, murder, murder, murder. But you do see the wind up to it and, like... they just keep going in and, like, stabbing each other with words. So, like, before every murder, they literally fucking gut punch every character. And you just see them getting, like, so vindictive and, like, mean. And it's just, like, not only do they murder them physically, but they murder their character, everyone. It just shows that they're friends, but they're not friends. And it's so sad. Like, it just gets, like... but the fact that they continue the humor just keeps it light. And it's just, like... cool and nice and fun. I was like, nice, but it's a good watch, I will say. And so they start all arguing and talking shit, and exactly what you said, they push her down the stairs, then they all start fighting for the gun. And anyways, like, Sophie starts wrestling, and then B helps her, and then she, like, falls over the banister and, like, falls on the bottom to suck all these broken glasses that were there.
Yeah.
And she, like,
and her last words, like, check her text.
Which also is, like, the opposite of poetic, but yeah. it was poetic in
the context of this
in movie. Like a satirical way, because you would think the last word would be something
it's all deep. Relative.
And she's like, check her check. Yeah. Like, she's like, let the gun go off.
So it ends up just being Sophie and her girlfriend, like,
oh, yeah, and so she's dead.
Yeah. Ends up being just them two, and, like, Sophie, you can tell Sophie's suspicious. She's like, did you kill anybody? She's like, no, did you?
Well, they're both suspicious. They both ask each other the same shit.
And, like, the girlfriend ends up, like, running away from her and hiding.
She literally was like, you know I love you, right? And she's like, yeah, I love you too. And then Sophie starts crying, and she's like, it's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. Swipes the gun and runs, or swipes the phone and runs. Because she's like, oh, hell no. And she, like, hides.
Yeah.
Because now they're like, it could be you. You could be the murderer. And it's just crazy to see the moment that they're, like, all in love to now they're, like, straight up, like,
just... fucking, yeah.
That's suspicious crazy. Suspicious
of each other. So, like, and it ends up being the morning. You see, like, all the mess. You see the dead bodies everywhere. Bodies, bodies, bodies. You see, like, the foreign girlfriend just coming out. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, damn. She's probably... her high probably went away already in her drunkenness. And then, out of nowhere, Sophie comes up and hugs her.
And then she want to see her phone?
Yeah.
And then they start fighting.
Yeah, they're like, she points a gun at her and she's like, let me read your texts. I need to see them. And she's like, and she pulls out her phone and then she throws it.
Which is so, like, I remember being like, if I was Sophie and I did some shit, I would do that. But then if I was B, I would hold a gun and be saying, let me see your phone too. It's just so toxic in a big ass situation that's more... more gravity than your relationship, but at the moment, like, it's just like everyone has a little bit of narcissistic, and it just shows how they were and their dynamic, and that they literally, like, her, not the fact that they survived and, like, now it's daytime and they, like, have to fucking move forward from all these murderers. She's like, let me fucking see your phone so I know if I could trust you, because they're just so, this whole situation is just fucking crazy.
Yeah. So, like, they end up wrestling for the phone, and I don't know how, but they end up getting
Pete Davidson's phone. So they're all wrestling in the mud, and they grab a phone. Well, his body's, like, a couple feet away. Yeah. So I'm assuming the phone, like, fell. And then B looks at it and is like, and then Sophie's like, that's not my phone.
Yeah, so they go up to his face. They unlock it with the face.
His dead body. Like, she opens his eyes, dude. Yeah. I was like, smart, but damn.
That's... So they end up unlocking this phone, and, like, the last thing on it was, like, a recorded TikTok that wasn't posted, and it's like him trying to do a dance and also, like, do a trick with the machete,
because he saw Greg do it.
He saw Greg do it in the beginning of the movie, and he's trying to open a wine bottle, like, slicing it open, but he's trying to do it, but he doesn't do it right. He ends up slicing his own neck because he, like, did it at a wrong angle, and that's how he dies. That's how the whole thing starts.
So there was no murderer. It was a freak accident. In the beginning, when they're all, like, partying, that was, like, Greg's party trick. And usually they do it with a bottle of champagne, and you can use a machete or a knife, and you can cut it, and, like, it, like, sparks up. And it's like, whoo! Well, after Greg did that, Pete Davidson's character was like, I could fucking do that. So... yeah. When he was outside, he was literally recording a TikTok of him trying to do that, and he didn't know how, and he cut his own throat, and there's no murderer. There is no murderer. It was a freak accident. And now everyone's dead.
Now everyone's dead. So they're just like, what the fuck? And that's when Max, the guy who confessed his love for the other girl, comes and he's like, what happened?
He, like, sees his friend dead on the floor. Or
yeah.
His ex-friend. Dead on the floor. And they're all fucking covered in mud, wrestling, looking at a phone. And mind you, at that same second, before Max walks in, her phone, V's phone, starts beeping. Like, she has service. Like, you know that sound when you get a text? Like,
yeah.
And then she's like, he comes in and is like, what happened? And all she says is, I have service.
And that's how the movie ends. So, did you like this movie?
Yes. I like the ending.
You like the ending?
Yeah. I don't think I've seen anything like it. Like, I mean, the whole, like, Clue aspect of, like, turning on each other, there's nothing new with that. But I just feel like the adding the satirical Gen Z stuff, and the whole, like, over-the-top and the, like, over-the-top characters in every way, and, like, them turning on each other. I feel like those situations, like, if you're along with them in the movie, I felt like I was one of them, and I could have seen a situation the same. So when I see the end, and I'm, like, I was oddly satisfied in a weird, like, evil way. Like, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. I liked it.
I had, like, that evil smile, like...
I think I liked it for the characters. Like, I loved the character of Alice. I think she made the movie for me.
I keep getting Alice confused with Pete Davidson's girlfriend.
No, if that was blurred,
sorry, just watch the movie.
Yeah, I watched the movie. I think this is definitely, like, has the potential to be a cult classic. You know?
I don't think cult class. Well, this is just my opinion. I wouldn't say cult classic.
You wouldn't say cult classic?
Not me, no. I think it was fun, and it's definitely, like...
They said the same about Jennifer's Body.
Oh, they did. That's true. But that one had a feminist undertone. I don't know. Different. I don't know. Maybe it just hits everybody different. For me, I don't think it's a cult classic, and I think it was... The ending saved it for me. I think it was... The beginning was a little cringe because it's supposed to be. Like, the movie was, like, laughing at itself. It wasn't too serious. But then the whole... Once they start getting catty, like, it just... It was fun. It's a good watch. I don't think it's, like, something to hang my mantle on. Like, I don't think, like, this is, like, oh, my God. But I do think it was fun. I liked the soundtrack, and it was easy to watch, and it was better than I thought it was going to be, and I thought the ending was satisfying.
Period. I wasn't the biggest fan of the ending.
No?
No, it wasn't tied up the way I like it to be, but it was fun still. I still enjoyed it. But yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say cult classic. Well, come for me. Like, you wouldn't know cult classic if it bit you on the face.
Damn, girl.
This movie got me. I'm like, I feel like, hit me.
You know what? I don't know what to say. Maybe because I wasn't that passionate about this movie that I'm
not gonna fight a bitch.
I'm like,
we'll save it for another day. Don't worry, you guys.
Yeah, this one we're planning on doing some newer ones too.
Definitely.
Yeah. But yeah.
Dude, I watched Chucky. Did we talk about this already?
I think you called me and told me.
Yeah, because I was flabbergasted by it for like a week.
Chucky.
Chucky, Child's Play, and Child's Play 2.
Yeah, those movies are crazy.
Chucky is actually very frightening. Like, the kid was crying, saying, Chucky's gonna kill me. And the parents were, I mean, all the adults around him were basically telling him, like, no, you're a dumb kid. They were gaslighting him.
He was gaslit. He should have said, I'm being gaslit.
Literally. And it was honestly terrifying to see that little kid crying about Chucky trying to kill him, because Chucky did want to kill him and get in his body.
Yeah. Those movies are fun. We should review all those movies.
We should do the whole series.
I haven't seen the TV series.
Oh no, I meant the movies, like, okay. All the movies.
I've seen up to Chucky, The Seed of Chucky.
Me too.
Yeah.
If we could do that, that'd be fun. What do you? Oh, hold on. Let me hold on. What do you rate it?
I would say a good 7 out of 10.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, 7 out of 10. 6.57.
I'll say 5 out of 10. Okay. Just because, like, the beginning is, like, a little cringe, but once you get into it, I literally watched it and it was fun.
But I think the point of it was being cringe, like, just show how cringe people are, especially, like, people of that age group. I can't say that I'm a Gen Z-er, but I'm not that old of a millennial, so I can kind of relate.
I mean, it laid on a little thick for me, but yeah, I felt old, but you're right, I'm not really that old of a millennial either.
Yeah, no, we're, like, around the same time.
I just feel like it was a little thick for me, and I was a little bit, like, off-put, because yeah. I was just like, ooh. And then they're rich kids, and then after Saltburn, the whole Eat the Rich thing is still on my mind. I was just like,
I used to like rich people.
I just feel like I can't relate. Like, I was just like, ugh, why they act like that? But then, as the movie goes on, like, there's a point.
I just think Rachel's in it was so funny in it. Like, she was my favorite part. The girl that played Alice.
I think my favorite part was Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson, really?
Yeah.
He dies.
I know, I'm sad he died so early. But he made the movie.
What part did you like? He's like, oh, I look like a book.
He just acted in this, like, the way that he acts, like, how he is as a celebrity.
I gotta disagree. I didn't really like his character.
Well, because he's douchey. I just feel like his character, I liked it because I feel like that's how I would imagine his, like, he's a comedian. Like, it's so stereotypical, like, I'm a man. Like, oh, fuck, I'm a comedian. Bitches yeah, want guess. Me. Like, I just feel like it went hand in hand with his whole persona. Like, he dated Kim Kardashian, and he's like, all these bitches want to get with him.
I forgot he dated Kim.
Yeah, he's just, like, a hot commodity, and everyone talks about, like, his body, and, like, he just owns into that and acts like a douche. Yeah. I just feel like it was fitting.
Yeah, this was fun. I didn't ask any questions this time, but I'm gonna try to get more into it. I'm gonna try to, like, post more. I know I've been lacking, but it's because we haven't recorded.
We got a little bit of tea with David being here.
Oh, yeah. And you heard my high story.
I'm not gonna tell any. Not for me.
Yeah. No, why not? Come mm-hmm. on, just one. Do you have any high stories? Were you ever weird when you were high?
One time I did ecstasy and I literally deep cleaned my whole house. Because I had a bad trip. Yeah, I don't know how you can have a bad trick on ecstasy, but I did.
I mean,
that's why I'm like, I'm good. My system just was not good with X.
Maybe.
But well, what do you expect for season two?
What do I expect? I'm just looking forward to, like, improving and making this as entertaining as we can.
Yeah, I think that's a work in progress. We've been honing in, and I feel like that's why we're calling this season two, because season one was just us throwing shit and, like, trying to figure out a vibe and, like, just literally getting comfortable and just honestly trying to figure out how to be able to speak and talk and be honest.
Yeah.
And edit and just all that. And season two is more like, now we have a good idea. Obviously, we're still going to grow, but, like, and learn. But I feel like this is part two where we're not so nervous and we're more down to just put ourselves out there and just go with the flow and talk about horror.
Yeah. And I have a list of movies that I want to do. A lot of new ones, because I feel like we lacked on doing new ones the last year.
Yeah, we need to jump on the hype.
Yeah. So I want to do that Sydney Sweeney movie.
Immaculate?
Mm-hmm. Immaculate.
I didn't watch it, okay.
Yeah. And I want to do some other ones that are coming out. But Bodies, Bodies, Bodies was on my list, and I'm glad we did it.
Me too. That was a good, fun start to season two.
Yeah.
And listen to the soundtrack. It's actually really fun.
Yeah, if you're in a party mood.
Oh, definitely. Party mood.
Well.
What do you want to end it with?
Follow us on Instagram at the Good For Her Podcast. And follow Celeste on Instagram at Celestial Lovely. And follow me on Instagram at Afonzi.
Ooh, a plug. I love it. Yeah. Look at you.
And follow my boyfriend's art page at chupa.me.cabra. Right? Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
And then, yeah, that's it. What about you? What do you want to end it with?
I mean, let's all just get through this hump. And you know what? It'll get better. Keep pursuing your dreams and your hobbies.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to Coachella again. Oh. Surprise.
I'm not surprised. One thing about Fonzie. Now I can say that.
Yeah.
He's going to go to Coachella. And let's watch more movies. And you know what? Hit us up on the Instagram. Let us know any ideas for season two. And just ask us questions and we'll answer them. Even if they're hard and sensitive.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the house and I'm in the house bored. Bored in the motherfucking house bored and I'm bored in the motherfucking house bored. Bored in the house, bored in the house bored. Bored in the house, bored in the house bored. I'm bored in the motherfucking house bored and I'm bored in the motherfucking house bored. I'm bored.